The Piano Matters is supported by Jacobs Music in Lawrenceville, New Jersey, the area representative of Steinway & Sons for new and previously owned Steinway pianos. More information is available at jacobsmusic.com. I've been waiting for the Piano Matters, and it has arrived. I need to hear the sound of the piano. Oh, how it holds me, it reassures me. This is David Dubois, and so pleased to be listening with you. There's much on the palette. Debussy Etudes with the giant of pianism Horowitz, Gottschalk and Ives, played by Stephen Mayer, and much more to savor. So follow each measure as it comes. The philosopher George Santayana wrote, "The function of college dons is to expose a few classical documents and to hand down as large and pleasant a store as possible of academic habits, maxims, and anecdotes." We begin with the pianist named Judith Altstadter. I've known her for years, although she's not been on the Piano Matters. I don't know why. She's always been a champion of women composers, and we're going to listen to her in a work by Clara Schumann, Scherzo No. 2 in C minor. Clara Wieck was her name before she became Schumann, and she was the pride of her piano teacher father, Frederick Wieck, who nurtured her and taught her well. Clara had a piano prodigy life, but grew to become the most prominent female pianist of the long 19th century. On the way, two geniuses were in love with her, Robert Schumann, whom she married in 1840, and after his death in 1856, Clara, only 36 years old, had to support a large family, to say the least, during those hard years, and it was then that Brahms helped her so immensely, and the two had a lifelong friendship. Let's listen to Judith Altstadter in the Scherzo in C minor by Clara, not Robert, Schumann. Thank you. And that was Judith Alstatter making her The Piano Matters debut. It was a work by Clara Schumann, who was the true partner and helpmate of Robert. And she composed about 25 or 30 works, including a piano trio and a fair piano concerto, and they're recorded. And this is The Piano Matters. Each week, same time, same station, you can help us be secure and healthy in our mission to bring the best in the art of music to you. So just go to our website, and it's called, as you know, wwfm.org, and click donate and give what you can. I have four fabulous American composers gracing this show. They are Barber, Joplin, Ives, and the dear Louis Moreau Gottschalk. I'd like you to hear the masterful fugue from the Samuel Barber Sonata. It's a great work. The sonata was composed for Horowitz, and he premiered it in Havana, Cuba in 1949. It has had a huge performing history and may be the most performed and recorded of any American piano sonata. And one of the finest interpreters of the Barber Sonata is Howard Abel, one of America's grand diplomats of the piano, the winner of the Naumburg, and oh, an artist that has toured nonstop in his career, Europe, the United States, and always Asia. And I'd like to pay him tribute with his spectacular reading of the fugue from Barber's Sonata. Thank you. Yes, it was Howard Abel in the enormously difficult and complex fugue from Barber's Piano Sonata. Supposedly Chopin's favorite waltz was his A minor, opus 34, number 2. One day, Stephen Heller, composer, pianist, and friend of the great Polish composer, met on the street in Paris. Heller told Chopin that he had just that morning played through the A minor waltz. And Chopin was excited and said, "Oh, that's my favorite. Let me take you to lunch." I can see the scene. Two exquisitely dressed young men with gloves, no cell phones or computers, not even wearing sunglasses. So they went to the Café de la Paix, and nobody took their computer out, and everyone dined on oysters and caviar. And Chopin and Heller talked not about global warming, but of the languorous beauty of the waltz in A minor, which will now be played to us by no less than Ignaz Friedman. Thank you. From a recording session from ages long past, we heard the waltz in A minor, opus 34, number 2, Valse Brillante by Chopin, played by Ignaz Friedman. The Piano Matters presents a pantheon of pianists, those people that spend more hours probably at learning and polishing a piece of music than we can imagine. It's a matter, I think, of love and dedication. Walter Sickert says, "In quarreling, the truth is always lost." I think that's great. And we are off to the Felicity Rag by the king of ragtime, Scott Joplin. He wrote 55 rags, all of them effective. So many wonderful themes. Still, he's known only by a few. The Maple Leaf, of course, The Entertainer because of the movie Sting. But really, he is a wonderful, wonderful composer. And let's have a champion rag composer and ragtime player in William Albright. Oh, by the way, the form is, as you will hear, two rather powerful themes, then a third theme, very charming, and then back to the first theme. Thank you. William Albright. Felicity Rag, I have such a soft spot for Scott Joplin. I'm David Duvall, hoping you had a good week, at least in some hours. My week was fair. Very tiring. I did give a Bach lecture in Philadelphia last Friday. I missed the train going and waited for a train coming back for over 2 hours. If there's anything that tortures me, and many things do, it is waiting. The only good thing at Philly's 30th Street Station was watching five little sparrows playing and flying and having such fun. I see recently I haven't had any performances by the wonderful American pianist Stephen Mayer. I had broadcast, a while back, some of his Arcadium arrangements. On this program, I have brought Mr. Mayer here via a Naxos disc to play for us the lyrical centerpiece of Charles Ives' Great Sonata No. 2, subtitled Concord. The work is now 100 years old, and it was inspired by the spirit of transcendentalism from that group of Concord writers. The magnificent work, about an hour in playing time. We will listen to Stephen Mayer in the 6.5 minutes that is the slow movement giving soothing relief in the Concord Sonata by Ives.
Thank you.
Stephen Mayer has been involved in all sorts of idioms. We just heard him in the Ives Sonata, the Concorde, in the second movement, played beautifully. Well, from Mozart to his recording of Reger's Piano Concerto to Weber's Konzertstück to his wonderful program called The Duel, Thalberg and Liszt, he's been soloist with outstanding conductors. He teaches at the University of Denver's Lamont School of Music. Well, we heard Robert Schumann's wife, Clara Schumann, and now we come to Robert Schumann himself in his exquisite arabesque, Opus 18. It's truly entrenched in the piano repertoire, and it's a masterpiece without doubt. Its formal structure is interesting, tight and yet so loose. Well, one could call it maybe a rondo, but it's a thoroughly original one in Schumann's special manner. Note the last section's visionary beauty. Maria Joao Pires maintains a high position among contemporary pianists, and it is she, Maria Pires, that plays for us Schumann's haunting arabesque.
Thank you.
A beautifully sculpted Schumann arabesque in the hands of the Portuguese artist, pianist, Maria Duarte Pires. I'd love for you to hear three Debussy etudes from Book One, and they are numbers 4, 1, and 6, and they're from a live performance in Carnegie Hall around 1945, the artist no less than Vladimir Horowitz.
Thank you.
Very few people were playing Debussy etudes in 1945, and obviously Horowitz was attracted to some of them, and we heard three of them. A word about the etudes, because in the last 20 or 30 years, they've come up very high in Debussy's music. In Debussy's own words, these etudes hide a rigorous technique beneath harmonic flowers. Debussy put no fingerings down for their execution, asking the player to prove those eternal words. One is never better served than by oneself. Let's seek our own fingerings. As you know, you are listening to The Piano Matters. William Hazlitt, great essayist, gives us a gem here. "We are not satisfied," he says, "to be right, unless we can prove others to be quite wrong." Let's return to Stephen Mayer, who has recently issued an entire Gottschalk album, including his own solo arrangement of Gottschalk's orchestral piece called A Night in the Tropics. But in this program, I have for you a Gottschalk favorite, the banjo, the true jamboree. You'll hear the banjo effect and Gottschalk's quotation of Stephen Foster's Camptown Races, written about that time and being a hit in America at that moment. Well, you'll also hear it in the coda of the work. It's a brilliant showpiece, a real dish of Americana, and brilliantly played by the distinguished American virtuoso Stephen Mayer. The banjo, in a rousing presentation by Stephen Mayer from his recent Naxos All Gottschalk album. Won't you join me next week? I have much more to offer you in our next edition of The Piano Matters. Alexis de Tocqueville wrote this. I have come across men of letters who have written history without taking part in public affairs, and politicians who have concerned themselves with producing events without thinking about them. I have observed that the first are always inclined to feel general causes, whereas the second type, living in the midst of disconnected daily facts, are prone to imagine that everything is attributable to particular incidents, and that the wires they pull are the same as those that move the world. It is to be presumed that both are equally deceived. This is David Dubois. Thank you for listening. Piano Matters is produced at the studios of WWFM, the Classical Network. The associate producer and engineer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, log on to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible in part from the support of the listener members of WWFM, the Classical Network.